It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. It's Thursday, the day when we take a look at Michigan politics with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. So, Ken, Susan, there have been some budget targets chosen by the legislature. Ken, the state is carrying a surplus right now, about $483 million more than projected for just the current fiscal year. What does that surplus tell us about the state's fiscal health?
Well, there is a surprising surplus. Nobody really anticipated it. In fact, if you add this year and what's anticipated for next year, it's over $700 million. I think there's two things going on. One is the steady improvement in the Michigan economy, but also there was kind of a one-time influx of money, interestingly enough, because people who anticipated changes at the federal level with the fiscal cliff last December and January actually sold a lot of stock because they were fearful of an increase in capital gains tax. And so Michigan was the beneficiary, if you will, of people anticipating some changes at the federal level that actually didn't occur.
So we have the surplus, but also with that surplus, we had some tough cuts over the past few years. So, Susan, I'm sure there's a lot of ideas about how that surplus can be used, but what are we likely to see happen?
Well, there was a target agreement that was reached between Speaker Jace Bolger, Majority Leader Randy Richardville, and Governor Snyder this week. So roads are going to get about $350 million more. That doesn't come close to covering what the governor had wanted. He wants, you know, over $1 billion raised each and every year, which is only going to be raised through a tax increase of some sort. $350 is enough for some one-time repairs. There's also $140 million that will go to K-12 education, which is about $52 per pupil, as long as that goes into a classroom. As far as how that money is going to be given to the schools, we're hoping to find that out maybe sometime today.
Ken, Medicaid was a priority for Governor Snyder. How is that expansion looking in the targets that have been set?
Well, it's not going to be expanded. What the governor wanted to do was take advantage of a provision in the Affordable Care Act that would provide 100% federal funding for an expansion of Medicaid to more low-income people. And it's been very controversial. Republicans in the legislature really don't want to do anything that is tied with the Affordable Care Act. The governor made the case that this is in the best interest of Michigan because, at least in the near term, it doesn't cost us any money. But the revenue increase is kind of a mixed blessing for him because with the revenue increase, the legislature was able to fill the hole in the budget that would have been there without the Medicaid expansion. But they're able to find the money to fill that hole, and it's a convenient way for them, again, to avoid expanding Medicaid as the governor wanted.
Ken, while we do have these budget targets that have been set, are there still some major political hurdles that have to be overcome for there to be a budget that is finalized for the state?
Well, these targets were reached by the Republican governor and the Republican leaders in the House and the Senate, and they have the votes, and I anticipate that they're not going to really have much of a problem in putting this budget to rest here within the next few days and kind of meet their early June deadline. There will still be controversies here and there, but in the last couple of years with these significant Republican majorities, they've really not had much of a problem once they've reached an agreement on among the leadership on how they're going to spend the available revenue. They really haven't had much of a problem in getting these budgets adopted.
I don't think we're going to hit June 1, though. We will probably get somewhere close to that, but we're interrupted by the Memorial Day weekend holiday. We're not doing anything tomorrow. We're off on Monday. To meet what the House wanted, which was to be wrapped on Wednesday, would be extremely difficult. And, you know, we also have the all-important Mackinac policy conference coming up that everybody wants to go to. So I'm sure they'll get close to the deadline, but especially Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville isn't eager to pull the nonstop all-night sessions of old just to hit the artificial June 1 deadline.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.